Hey, and welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, so let's get right into it.
Hop
Our
in.
quote for the day is, "You don't drown by falling in the water, you drown by staying there."
What do you take from that?
It's a nice quote, but I just feel like it's a little, how do you
Biased.
say, racist to those of us who can't swim.
Yes, yeah.
It's a little, how you say, what, it's not that
Discriminatory.
one. It's discriminatory against us
It's discriminating.
non-swimmers. Those of us who paid, took the classes, and it never sunk in, so we're not capable of swimming.
Well, I mean, ready, this is
No
more of
matter
a.
how much I flail around, I will drown.
It's
And they actually
metaphorical.
say that the more you move, the faster you'll sink. If you
Well,
relax,
yeah,
you
because you're
float.
like struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually something I
So,
found.
lies. You don't drown by falling in the water, you drown by staying there. No, you float. This quote is all over the place. You float by staying there.
Some people actually don't float, which I find to be crazy.
If you hold your breath and stay still, you will float to the top.
I know, but some people like just panic that much that they don't. They
Well,
sink.
yeah, but you gotta
I find
float.
it crazy. No matter how much I want to like stay under, I can't. Like in a pool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the beach is different. Them waves really be fucking you
Yeah,
over.
no, I get that. Sometimes waves be knocking me down. I'm like, oh shit, like I wasn't expecting that.
I hate it when the beach is rough. It's like, I just want to come in here and relax, and you keep pushing me. Stop
Honestly.
it. I don't know how to swim.
Yeah, do you remember we had one super peaceful beach day where we went, it was both of us and then we had two of your work friends and then we went. It was a pretty like nice day. It was like
Like,
the first and last
it.
time we ever hung out with those two
I don't
people
even
though.
believe that it happened.
Why?
Because, like, that's just what friends do. They go chill at the beach, then they go get some food, they explore for a little bit, and then they go their separate
Yeah, we
ways. Like,
even
that
went to like a
felt.
random pizza place and like it wasn't
And then we
awkward.
exp. Yeah.
It was so
What
nice.
was nice is that us two were friends and them two were friends.
Yeah.
So it was just two friend groups together. Or
Yeah.
two friend duos together. So, like, if we got a little uncomfortable, like, we didn't have to worry about making them feel comfortable, and they didn't have to worry about making us feel comfortable
Yeah.
because everyone was with their respective people.
Agreed.
Well, yeah. But that was really fun, and like you said, we never did it again, which
We
sucks.
didn't, but it was really nice because literally, I remember that day we went to the beach. We had our car, so we picked up both of them, which I actually found funny. I was actually thinking about it the other day, where it's like when we went to pick up the first, well, your first coworker or your first friend, like we waited for her a while.
Did we?
We pulled up to her home and we waited for her like 20 minutes. And I don't know, the thing is, the only reason I'm bringing attention to that is because I feel as though when I'm like new friends with somebody, like you know what I mean? Or like just if I don't know somebody that well, I would try to just like get into their car, like be done like as quickly as
Yeah.
possible. But I remember we literally pulled up to her home and it was kind of like farmish, like it was kind of a farm. And we waited there for like a good 20 minutes to the point to where like I still turned on the car, I lowered the windows, and we were just kind of waiting. And to the point to where I think I was like, yeah, low-key, like how long is she gonna take? Like, I mean, should we just go or like what? And you're like, no, she said she's on her way or whatever.
I don't remember this for shit.
No.
No.
I remember that we waited there, but then the second girl that we picked
I
up, she
do
was literally out
remember
there.
that she texted me to go inside.
Oh, did she?
But I missed that message and I saw a whole bunch of other ones. And it wasn't until she was coming out that I saw that she was like, "Oh, you can come inside." And I didn't see it.
Oh,
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. Well,
Yeah.
I didn't see that
But
either.
I didn't remember that we waited for so long.
We did. I
That
mean,
was such
not.
a
It
long
was.
time
It wasn't
ago.
like 4 hours, whatever. But like, we waited for a good like 20, 25 minutes, and I was like, oh shit, like. I confianza, I guess. Like, I mean, the thing is, I feel as though when I'm new friends with somebody, I would try not to, like, you know, impose like that. Which, I mean, I didn't mind, and it was chill. And I think last minute, she asked, it's like, oh, can we also invite the other girl? And we were like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's just make it a day. And we literally went to the beach, and we hung out at the beach for a while. Then we went. Did we get food first, or did we go into that, like, weird art place
The
first?
reason we parked was to get food and then we explored the area and there
Yeah.
was a weird art place that just opened.
Yeah, it was such a like spontaneous, random, nice day. It's such a shame that we didn't like the thing is I had such a good time. It's so strange to me that like we didn't actually like do that again. I don't know, maybe they didn't enjoy
I don't know
themselves.
why I didn't try. I think because one of them stopped working there, like pretty much right after.
Oh yeah.
And then I just stopped talking with the other one, anyways.
Oh.
I think that's around the time that I cut down how often I actually went to work, so we stopped seeing each other.
Oh.
I think that's how that went.
I mean, but again, I don't know.
Like, that would have been lit to just literally do the same thing again would have been
yeah,
lit.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
And I feel like we all would have been down for that. Who doesn't want to go to the beach?
I literally, the thing is, again, even though it was the first time that I was spending so much time with the other two girls, like, I was so happy in how, like, not awkward and how, like, chill it was. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I know that both of us, like, we're low-key pushovers and we're, like, shy around other people. But, like you said, it was, like, literally us two, like, our little friend group. And they seemed pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, I mean, we kind of just enjoyed each other's company. And, like, even if it, like, was awkward, it, like, wasn't. Because, well, more like what I would call awkward is, like, silent.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just kind of, like, relaxing and chilling or, like, observing. You know what I mean? It was just... It was a really good time. It kind of sucks that we didn't do that again.
I agree.
I actually I don't know what appreciated the vibe.
Agreed. That's why I'm making excuses. Like, it must have been around the same time that the first one quit, and then I stopped seeing the other one. Loki,
what's stopping you from reaching out?
Oh my god, it's been so long.
Has it?
I don't even have her number anymore.
Oh, really?
I have her Instagram.
Girl, reach out. That was a really nice time. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, Loki, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Nothing. And if we have to...
You have her Instagram. Why don't you reach out to her? I guess she's my friend.
She's your friend, mostly. Mm. Well, I mean, I don't know. Just because we kind of drifted.
You're literally kind of stressing
me out. Oh, why? No.
Now I'm like, should I?
You don't have to. There's literally no obligation. It's literally just because the thing is, it wasn't one of the best days of my life, but it was literally such a good time, and then we just...
Fun.
And it just never happened again.
It should happen again. It was fun.
I really think it should. But ready, going back to the quote.
Yes.
I guess literally just to not get too philosophical with it, it's just the fact that you can either decide to stay in a situation, stay in a problem, stay within your circumstances, or you can try to fight it or try to exit or try to
That's not make the mentality best. You should have at the beach. When you're drowning, give up and you will float.
It's not give up.
Give up on your dreams.
Do you know something?
And die.
I actually find it crazy. I noticed in the pool, if you literally like fill up your lungs with air and just like stand straight like at the pool, like you'll literally like be above water.
Just float.
Yeah. You just need to fill your lungs with air.
Human bodies float.
I know.
If you kill someone and you throw their body in the ocean, the body will float.
Yes.
You have to put rocks in it to get it to go down.
Yes.
So humans float.
So you guys, worst case scenario,
play
you
dead.
Float.
Play dead. You will float.
Mm-hmm.
So give up on your dreams and die.
Oh
you'll survive.
That's a horrible mentality.
Yeah.
Because you can float with your head in or out of the water, if you know what I mean.
Float with your head out the water, dumbass.
I guess.
So,
okay,
yeah,
you guys.
I boycott this quote. But let's get into...
Yes, today is the second Wednesday of the month, which means... Drum roll. Would You Rather...
Wednesday.
Would you rather Wednesday? Exactly.
I think Would You Rathers can be really funny, really silly, and also they can get pretty serious sometimes.
Yeah.
So let's hop right into it.
Would you rather die...
Or not. I choose death.
Easy. I choose not death. Actually.
Ready? I got
Talk
a good
to
one.
Me. Tell me.
So would you rather... Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Aliens are coming to the planet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather... They be robotic or organic?
Can I ask follow-up questions?
Dale.
Okay,
I'll set the scene, so ask whatever question.
Does organic mean that they, like, aren't able to die?
No, if anything, robotic would mean that they're not able to die.
Okay, agreed. So, organic doesn't mean that they can, like, self-generate or anything, right?
Because
I know robotic for a fact, they can fix themselves, but they can't self-generate, versus okay. organic is,
well, they
it,
could
like,
be, like, a lizard sort of zombie and grow back limb. Zombie. Lizard sort of alien and grow back limbs. I don't know.
I feel, organic.
You would prefer they be organic?
Only because, like, robotic, it's, like, you can fix yourself. It's a completely different, like, set of organisms, if that makes sense. Like, I literally have no idea what the inner workings could be. Like, I don't even know what their heart would look like, versus maybe for an organic, like, some organs, some kind of things. It's like, we know they have to have some kind of air pipe, some kind of blood flow. Like, you know what I mean? Even though not necessarily, it doesn't have to be anything like our organisms, I feel like we could try to kill them, easier? Because I don't know, like, maybe cutting off a robotic's arm won't kill a robot. What I literally just put another one on. What?
Is I didn't say anything about them trying to kill us, or them being evil, or them trying to go to war with us.
You're so right.
You are just thinking about how, which one would be easier to kill, because that was going to be my thing. Like, which one do you think would be, would have a harder time wiping out the human race? But that's just where you went on your own. You weren't thinking, because I feel like organic would be nice, because they could have some sort of empathy, and then we could try to live in peace. I feel like if they're robotic,
you're making me look bad right now.
Very bad. You were just ready to fight them.
I was ready to.
You were thinking, how could we murder them?
I was thinking, they are fucking trying to kill us. How can we beat them to it?
And you wonder why nobody likes Earth.
Damn.
We are the most hated planet, because look at us.
I am a horrible, I'm a perfect representation of the human species, yep. And I suck.
Yep, I'm gonna send this recording up into space and be like,
I'm really sorry, actually. Damn, I actually feel really bad now. I would still be organic for the same, for a very different reason now.
Because but they it would could still be empath, they could have empathy
not
for
so
us.
Much empath, but then if they're, because if they're robotic, they would have nothing
to interbreed.
Oh, yeah, with organic. But see, robotic, like, they would have nothing to, like, teach us, if that makes sense, versus organic, they could have
provide us with free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but, like, is that really more important than, like, what if, like, the organic aliens have, like, some kind of eternal youth or some kind of, like,
sure,
you know, some
kind
of advanced...
Sure, but what if the robots have technological advancements?
I'm not that interested in the technological.
Society is.
Well, I mean, you know what? I'm speaking on my behalf, not on society's behalf.
Well... Try to not make yourself look bad anymore.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'll try to, like, what is the peaceful option from now on?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. Give me the next one.
Ready?
Throw it at
me. You rather lose the ability to read? World peace. Would you rather lose the ability to read or to speak? You can't read, you can't write.
Shut the fuck up. That's not true. Stop.
This is why I knew this would be a toughie. Would you rather lose the ability to write or the ability to speak?
Speak.
You'd give up speaking for writing?
The thing is...
You know there's technologies nowadays
reading.
That you can just have the computer dictate and you say it to the computer.
Oh, low-key, that's what I like anyway. So yeah, I would not give up speaking.
No? You could speak into a recorder.
Wait, no, but the question was reading versus...
If you can't read, you can't write.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No. Stop. I want to be able to write. I don't care about reading. I just want to be able to write. Oh, my God. I can't read what I write. What the fuck?
Can't read if you can't
write.
I can
get Siri to speak it to me.
I mean, you can't write if you can't read. That's what I mean.
Fine, then. I guess I won't be able to read. And then, like you said, like, I'll use, like, dictation.
Or you could get a friend to read it back to you.
True, but then...
I feel like that would be so uncomfortable, though, because, like, you sitting there seeing your words makes it writable. I mean, if you can't speak, you learn sign language.
No, I would speak. I would.
You would give up writing as an author?
No, because I could dictate it.
Damn. You keep falling lower and lower.
You're so annoying.
I'm just kidding.
No, because you literally convinced me. I was like, I'm not going to give up writing. But low key, like you said, it's like, regardless, I use dictation. I do audio notes and, like, to record scenes, to, like, say stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, I could write. I mean, I have my notebook to, like, write, like, scenes and shit. But,
you can't make out words.
Okay, so I'll speak, okay. And I'll just speak the words into existence. Can I use a thesaurus still?
Can't read.
I can hear it. I'll have an audio thesaurus. It's okay.
Yeah,
so I'll just speak. What about you?
I guess I don't write, so I'm fine with not reading.
Damn.
I like books, but I'm good. I'll just talk to people.
I'll just look at the pictures.
Yeah, I do that anyway, so.
Damn.
Ready?
Talk to me.
Would you rather be covered in fur or be covered in scales?
Scales.
Why? Because agreed, but tell me why.
To be honest, it was kind of just a instinctual decision.
Okay.
But now, like, trying to think it through, it's like, I'm already a hairy bitch.
And you're gonna add more to
it's like I already know the struggles. I don't want to be shaving 4 times a day. Not even that. No, I feel like, I mean, would ripping off my scales hurt? Could I sell them for a profit?
That's your skin. What do you mean?
I would try to remove my scales. Would I be shiny? Maybe like a snake? Could I like metamorphosize?
Do you know what a scale is? No. You can't rip that off. That's like, can I rip off pieces of my skin and sell it for a profit?
Maybe.
First off, who wants it? Second off, no.
Never know. There are burn victims out there.
That's true, actually.
So, donate your skin. Donate your body to science.
Yeah.
But what are you? What else are you going to use it for?
Good turn. Oh. You're redeeming yourself. Actually, I don't
know.
You
really made me feel really shitty for that previous decision.
But the thing is, I don't know why I would choose scales too, but I don't know why.
Okay, agreed. Because I'm trying to put it into words, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I have more options in life if I'm scaled. The thing is, would I be shiny?
I don't know. I'm thinking, like, are we thinking snake scales? Like a pretty snake?
But do snakes have scales?
Yeah.
Snakes have skin.
Hey, Siri. Do snakes have scales?
Here's what I found from Wikipedia.org. Snakes, like other reptiles, have skin covered in scales.
Yeah. All reptiles have scales. Well, so we'd be like lizard snakes.
Yeah. And it'd be shiny and cool. Like, I wouldn't even have to waste so much money on foundation. It might be like holographic. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit bumpy, but like,
but it's like, a vibe. You know, once you get past my little bumps and... I already got bumps and lumps. Yeah, regardless.
They're called cellulite, but you can call them scales if you like.
For real. Yeah, so scales.
Okay, ready? I feel like this is an interesting one.
Tell me. I'm gonna get passionate.
Where'd it go? Okay. Would you rather be in jail for an entire year of your life or simply give up an entire year of your life? Basically, you have to either throw away a year or live that year, but in jail.
Can I ask follow-up questions?
Sure.
Would I be left alone in jail? Would other females become attracted to me in jail? Would I be raped at jail? Would somebody have a vendetta against me? Or would I join a gang? Would they imprint or slash force me to tattoo anything on my body? Or would I be allowed to isolate myself in my room?
You're not going to federal prison. You're going to jail.
Okay. Are the people there to themselves? Because I'm not going to ask if they're nice. They're probably very nice people, but some are murderers, some are rapists.
I mean, you're not in solitary confinement. Would you prefer to be in solitary?
Yeah, so should I low-key, like, should I hurt or start some trouble in order to get in solitary confinement?
I think you only go to solitary if you're on death row.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I don't know what the terms of the situation would be, but if I were guaranteed...
You're not guaranteed anything. Would you just throw away the year?
Damn it, what if I, like, end up traumatized because of...
I don't know. I'd go to jail.
I feel like I'm liked. I feel like some people will like me. I'll become panitas with the people. It's like, hey, yo, I'm just here for a year. Si quieres, we'll become panitas. And once I'm on the outside, I can, like, send you the stuff. You know, like, the pizza and, like, the jabon and
you
shit.
You don't even know, like, I come through. Give me a year.
I come through, like, literally, I'm just going to be here for el año, man. And then after that, like, we can just be panitas and I can, like, be your man on the outside, you know?
You got it, ese. I'll wait for you.
For real, I wait for all you. Just, you know, leave me alone. I just want to sit here and, like, do I get, like, a pencil and paper?
Why?
Like, the thing is, literally, what I would use that year for is to just further write my novel.
I was about to say, like, I don't know. Or read some stuff.
Or read some manga.
Yeah. Go.
Or, like, knit.
Yeah.
I mean, would I have access to these things, though?
I don't know how jail works.
I mean, maybe I'll just use it to toughen up. Maybe I'll use it as a year to work out. Bitch, I'll lose some weight.
Yeah.
Ooh, perdemos ese peso y ya.
Yeah, okay. Use it as a year to get hard.
It's my year to do the diet.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, the jail food
isn't
really
that
yummy.
The thing is, you have to give... What? The jail... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't want to throw it away, so I feel like jail would be an experience.
I was about to say. I
mean, and maybe you could
make
some jail friends.
If I had to do
friends.
Some... Yeah, for real. Have some people on the inside.
But then that goes on your permanent record. No
oh
one
God.
Will hire you.
You know what? Good thing that I don't plan on getting a traditional job, so no
Bible.
Me importa.
I think I would go to jail.
Literally, I would literally go to jail just to not be forced. What?
Just to be forced to not get a job?
Yeah. Just to, like, be it's like, yeah, you know what? You wasted all your chances. You can never get that 9-to-5. Nobody's gonna hire you. And it's like, yes, I'll have to figure out my life some other way.
Dead ass.
Literally. Okay, so yeah, I would become panitas with the people in the jail.
Okay.
Ooh,
would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 2 with a great personality.
Two with a great personality. Hands agreed. Down, done.
There's this new thing going around. Do you know what ugly hot is versus
I literally hot heard ugly? When you were watching the video and I
do
didn't
you know the know. Difference?
Okay. Tell me, explain it to me.
So there's ugly hot and there's hot ugly. I understand with a passion, ugly hot. Example, can't remember his name. Fuck. Example of ugly hot, what's his name? Pete Davidson is an example of ugly hot.
Yes, he is.
The guy from, he also plays Silverfoot. What's the Flash of DC, of Marvel? Flash of Marvel? Silverfoot? Quicksilver?
Yeah.
He plays Quicksilver in X-Men, and he's also the kid that is in the American Horror Story movie.
Yes.
Show thing. Him. That kid, he is also ugly hot.
Okay.
Then there's, she gave a whole bunch of examples. I feel like somebody like Benedict Cumberbatch, ugly hot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, his face is, it's not ugly, but it's not like the traditional, like, hot.
Mm-hmm.
So like, he's ugly, but he's hot.
Yes.
And then hot ugly.
Tell me, I want an example.
That's the one that confused me. Agreed. She said that examples of hot ugly was someone like Zac Efron and the younger Hemsworth brother.
Liam Hemsworth?
Taylor Lautner was also hot ugly. I don't know why. That way I don't understand.
Is it because they think they're cute?
No. I don't know what the ugly part is, because maybe it's that they actually look hot, but for some reason they're ugly? But you're gonna tell me Liam Hemsworth is ugly?
I do see where she's coming from with Zac Efron, to be honest. And Taylor Lautner. Liam Hemsworth, you got me there, because I'm like, what? Like, I mean, I think he's just hot.
Yeah, I think he's very attractive.
But, Zac Efron, like, he's so hot, but, like, I understand why some people wouldn't like him is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Lautner, like, he's hot, but, like, not. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. So, I understand ugly hot. Like, mm-hmm. Machine Gun Kelly's another ugly hot. Like, he's not traditionally, like, cute. Like, he's a skinny boy, but he is hot.
Yes.
He is hot. You know? So, I get ugly hot. I don't get hot ugly.
Agreed.
That one I don't get. And her examples didn't clear it up for me. Why did we go down this rabbit hole?
Because I chose a two with a great personality.
Two with a great personality, because you can be ugly, but you're hot.
Hands
ugly
down.
Hot is the
and
best.
Bitch, worst case scenario, like, the thing is, if I am the only one who considers him a two, one, you get used to people's faces. It's literally not that big a deal. You can fall in love with somebody's personality. Looks literally are nothing.
They're really nothing. They
but
fade.
Worst case scenario, he also thinks he's a two, and he hates on himself for his appearance. He hates on himself
you better
for
not
his
say
appearance.
Plastic surgery.
The thing is, if that's literally an option that he wants, he can literally fix himself. We can try to work out. You know what I mean? There's literally so much you can do to try to improve your body.
Get facial hair.
A fucking
hair,
for,
get a haircut,
for real. There's so
style
many things.
Your hair.
There's so many things that a guy can do to try to up his look.
No,
which he's already perfect the way he is. But if it's literally a confidence thing, boo. Like, we'll do whatever it is you want to try to get you to be that three or that four, whatever it is you want to look.
Two
whatever makes
plus
you feel
two
good.
Two is four.
Yes.
So together we are four.
Oh, very true. But ready? But just to finish, a 10 with a shit personality, there's nothing you can do to fix a shit personality. Especially when he's already...
The fact that it's even a question.
Yeah,
who
for
would
real.
Pick just because they're attractive?
Superficial ass people.
No one would pick that. There's no way.
The thing is, you wouldn't want to be with... Like, ready? If I...
There's no famous person you could throw at me that I would give a fuck about, if that's what you're gonna say.
No, I mean, I'm gonna try to put two people. Like, the thing is just to see, who's somebody that we think is ugly, actually. Like,
no
shade, just my personal opinion. I mean, let's see, who, ready? If, oh, I just noticed, there's two Dobbies.
There's Dobby, and then there's Dobby. Who are the two Dobbies?
The goblin from, or the elf
Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter.
And then Dobby from My Hero Academia?
Yeah, Dobby.
Okay, there's
Dobby. Dobby and Dobby?
And Dobby.
Oh, there's an O versus
D-A-B-I.
Uh-huh.
D-O-B-B-Y.
Oh.
Dobby, Dobby.
Okay.
Different.
Okay, I get you. Damn, sorry. So, would you rather be with...
Man's.
With Dobby.
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 Okay. Or?
With an amazing personality.
Okay.
Or, freaking, I don't know, Chris Evans with a shit personality.
Okay, you're giving me a different species here.
Okay, you know what? I'm just trying to say an ugly-ass really man.
I really don't like Dobby. So I don't see how he could have a good personality because I do not
who's
like
somebody
him.
Who's ugly? Damn, who's somebody that's ugly?
I would choose a human with a better personality, hands down.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, the thing is, I don't think anybody's ugly, to be honest.
That's the thing, everybody has their own attraction.
Everyone's beautiful and attractive in their own
way. I didn't realize that people might have thought when I said Dobby, that they thought I said Dobby. Do you hear the difference? Dobby, Dobby.
I mean, you're just pronouncing it different, but yeah.
Because they are pronounced differently.
No, as in you'd be like, Dobby! And like,
Dobby.
It's Dobby and Dobby.
Dobby!
Dobby.
Dobby, Dobby.
Dobby!
Dobby.
I'm not changing anything. I'm pronouncing it differently.
Dobby, Dobby.
Dobby, Dobby.
Dobby, Dobby.
They're different.
Yeah.
Dobby, Dobby.
I know.
Now I'm confused. Is it Dobby?
I don't Dobby? Think so. Whatever. Okay, ready? Dobby? Pose me another one. I would do Dobby? a 2 with a good personality. Hands down, oh, right, no questions right. asked.
Dobby?
You would
Dobby.
Do the same, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you rather... Okay, you can talk to either fly animals, swim animals, or walk animals. What kind of animal would you prefer?
Why are you saying it like that?
Oh. Animals that can fly, animals that can swim, or animals that can... or land animals.
I would... Okay, ready? Do you want to hear my thought process?
Leave me.
Okay. My thought process would be, I would say fly. I would say air animals. But there is no air animal that could, like, carry me.
Exactly. I was about to say, dragons don't exist, so air animals is dumb, because... There's no carrying you and taking you anywhere.
Yeah, there's no doing nothing to that.
You could have birdies fly around you, but then you might as well just have any other animal come to you on the land.
Squirrels run around me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So I would do fly, but, like, nobody can, like, I can't ride on anybody's back. Like you said, dragons don't exist as far as we know.
As far as we know.
So, yeah. So there's that. So fly, out of the question. Mm-hmm. Then let's go to water.
Swim, I would be interested in case I die, I can call a swim and be like, save me.
But I feel like, I mean, there's a lot of land that can swim, so.
That's true.
So land.
Yeah, land.
Yeah, land, hands down. I mean, the thing is, only because I live 90% of my life on the land.
On the land.
I mean, I could go to the water, but like.
But I could just, literally, I could just call a land animal to help me in the swim.
Yeah, literally, there's so many animals that know how to swim. I mean, yeah, if we're gonna fucking, like, if I drowned, like, I mean, there's turtles.
Well, there's...
There's also alligators.
There you go, that's a good one. Alligator.
There's so many species that could help me in a situation like that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I would stick to land animals, only because, like, again, I'm thinking, like, in survival situations, and just point blank and fun, like, I mean, I go to parks often, that way I can talk to the crows and be like, fuck off, I'm not giving you my fries.
No, that's a fly.
Oh, my gosh. They will still bother me? Okay, yeah. I will talk to
you get the squirrels
I will talk
them.
To the squirrels, and I'll be like, squirrels, we need to fight these crows. Like, and then we'll form a squirrel alliance.
And squirrel then, alliance with the crackheads of the animal kingdom?
Yeah, you know what? Because our ants! I can communicate to the ants!
That's nice.
Wow!
There's so many of them.
I could literally, like, tell them, and they could train and, like, become this huge, like, they could, like, you know, they can bind together and, like, we could form, like, they could, like, literally become utensils for me. I could literally, like, make a fork or something. Or a bowl.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Why
don't
you get a fork and a bowl?
Well, I mean, if I don't have access to them. Like, they could just help me.
Guys, come here.
It's like, hey, you guys, like, I'm not going to eat y'all, but you guys need to stick on to one another. If not, you're going to fall in my mouth. It's like, I don't know. Stop looking at me with your judgmental eyes.
I'm sorry.
I'm literally just thinking out my options.
I couldn't help it. I'm like,
I don't know. I was just thinking because ants are everywhere.
That's true.
And I can literally just communicate to them and, like, bitches, just...
Attack.
Or don't attack. Or, like, be gone. It's like, hey, y'all, I know y'all haven't eaten something in a while. Or it's like, you know what I don't know. Yeah, land. Hands down, land.
Land.
I would communicate to the ants. What's another animal?
I was excited about the big cats.
I would... Oh my god, I want a baby lion so bad.
I want a daddy lion.
I want a pet lion so bad.
Really?
Yeah, I want a little baby lion cub.
They're really not that cute. Get they're a chihuahua. So...
Yeah, no, I already have that. They're so cute. I literally saw this one Instagram video where this one person had, like, a little baby lion cub. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are you just, like, a dog?
Is that a chicken?
It's literally a... No.
What?
It was a pig.
I know.
Oh, okay. It's like me being Chris. It's like, Kylie, you're embarrassing me. She's literally like, oh my god, is that a chicken?
Yeah.
And it was actually a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was the mom's reaction?
Oh, I don't know. She was just like, no.
That's what threw me off, the reaction. I was like, wait, are you imitating what the mom
no,
said?
No, not I mean, I don't know if she particularly reacted, but I'd just be like, Kylie, sweetie, chicken. You're embarrassing me. I taught her animals, really, I did.
She went to school.
She got her diploma a little late.
Is that a chicken? Okay, ready? So, land, we agree.
Land. Easily.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have all traffic lights... Okay, good. Next one. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach turn green or never have to wait in line again? So green lit all the way or empty every store you go to?
Never have to wait in line again.
Over traffic.
The thing is, it would just be regular traffic. Regardless, I have pretty good luck, so... No, and actually, you know what? If they were always green, it'd be annoying to me, because sometimes I'd be eating in the car, and I want that red light to come so I can, like, take a nice, solid bite of whatever it is I'm eating. And if it's, like, literally always green, I won't be able to eat until I get to my destination. But I get to my destination, I need to go in. So, no,
But you got there really early, because there was no traffic.
I don't care about being early.
But just, also, the thing is...
I'm literally thinking amusement parks and shit. Like, there's literally never going to be a line.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's nice.
Like, I literally never have to wait for anything. At the DMV, I never have to wait. At grocery stores, I never have to wait. Like, literally, when I'm done and I decide to get in the line, I don't wait. Versus traffic...
Those Walmart lines be a little annoying.
Yeah, versus traffic, it's literally like... I mean...
I actually like being in the car.
I was about to say, I enjoy driving. I enjoy the whole thing. And again, if I am eating, I'm going to be frustrated if I never hit that red light. Why is it? Whenever I got food in the car and I'm like, okay, let me get to this red light real quick so I can, like, you know, take a nice, like, one or two bites, whatever. It's like, it always turns motherfucking green. Always. And, like, so if that was just a standard in my life, I would be so frustrated. So, yeah. I say never wait in lines. What about you?
I guess I agree.
Do you?
I hate waiting in line, and I like being in the car, so I wouldn't mind being stuck in a
traffic
jam.
Actually, don't even hate waiting in line, honestly. Just the thing is, if I had to choose
near people, and some people really be riding your ass, and
some
it's like, you think
really
if you push me, the line's gonna go
ass.
Quicker. Especially social distancing, go.
People don't
away.
Understand the social distancing.
Away. Yeah, they don't. But I wear my masquerades, so it's all good.
Ugh, Jesus. Honestly.
Yeah. So we both agree.
Okay, so
never
nice.
Wait in line. And you put up a good argument. I didn't think about amusement parks.
Yeah, it was like amusement parks, again, like DMV. I mean, the thing is, sometimes, how about we even reverse psychology this shit and be like, me at the stoplight, me at a traffic light is like me in line. So I'll always be at the front of the traffic light. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's never a line for me.
No.
Yep. It makes so much sense. I'll still hit the red light, but I'll be the first one to go. So it's okay. So I don't mind. Like, literally, what would piss me off is that if I have, like, some stupid person in front of me, and they're, like, they're eating and, like, not paying attention, like me. The thing is, I take a bite, and I'm like, let me look at the light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and they're like, ooh, let me eat and enjoy myself. Let me, like, smear this barbecue sauce all over my eyeballs. It's like, oh, where is the napkin? And it's like, honey, the light has been green.
And your light doesn't have a fucking horn, so you can't even tell people
My car literally doesn't have a
Did
horn.
Did I say your light doesn't have a horn?
Yeah, I corrected you. It's okay. My car literally doesn't have a...
Yeah, me, me.
Beep, beep.
Me, me.
Me, me.
Me, me.
Beep.
It doesn't have one of those, so...
It really doesn't.
So it's really annoying when we're driving. This one time, this person just didn't even notice the light to go left, and we just sat there. I couldn't meet Meep.
Really?
I couldn't meet Meep. I don't... Your car doesn't have a thingy.
You do... You flash your lights.
I did. It was in the daytime.
Oh.
So we just missed it. That damn. One left to go to the Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Just missed it entirely.
Oh.
Yeah, you were with me. You don't remember?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't? Did you understand what I explained to you?
Barely. Okay. I was hoping the story would end.
You're such an ass.
I got the end of it.
Okay.
Just where did it start? Pulled
up to a red light.
Okay.
To go to the left. To go into that Starbucks.
Okay.
So there was a white truck in front of me.
Okay.
The light was red.
Yes.
You know how that one has the light to go to the left?
Okay, yeah.
So I was waiting there, and then it turned green.
Uh-huh.
And the car didn't move.
Oh.
It never moved. Light turned red again. Everybody else started going, this person must have been like, damn, how long is this whole light going to wait for? It's like, it was green!
Oh.
So we had to wait a whole other round. Second time, person noticed.
Were you frustrated, and was I like, it's okay, we're not in a rush?
Yes, yeah,
that's my general response.
Yeah, I was like, are you serious?
To you road raging. It's like, it's okay, I'm in no rush.
But we just missed it entirely.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember like, this, dumbasses. Actually. It was a white pickup truck?
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe I do remember. I don't know. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I can't believe you're just gonna miss that story.
No, I mean, I heard the end of it, but I was like, what are we talking about? That's not true.
Ready? Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into everyone but your future?
I don't want to be selfish.
But?
But I want world peace. I'd say 10 minutes into my future.
Yeah?
I mean, only...
I'm nosy as fuck.
Oh, really?
What do I gotta know that's gonna happen in 10 minutes that I won't find out in 10 minutes?
I mean, my thing is, like, the only other thing is, like, I'd like to know what's gonna happen 10 minutes in your future. Or, like, I'd like to know, like, what's gonna happen in 10 minutes of somebody, like, else's future. But what I feel like I would just do is I would make your future a part of my future so that I could see what's gonna happen.
Or you know everybody else's future and anyone that would affect you, so in turn... You know your future while knowing everybody else's reactions.
True, but I'm very self-centered and I want to make sure I know exactly what the fuck is going on in the next 10 minutes of my life.
I'll find out in the next 10 minutes, so I'd rather worry about everybody else's. I'd rather be nosy as fuck and know everybody else's future because I'll find mine out in 10 minutes.
But it's like, what if you could avoid something?
I'll know, like, avoid getting hit by a car. I'll know the future
of the person. Hits a car.
Somebody gets hit by a car.
Or you could just know that you're gonna be hit by the car
in 10 minutes. But I'll find out in 10 minutes! But when you die? Yo! But I'll know his future that he's gonna run somebody over, so I'll know not to cross the street because he's being a dumbass and I'll be able to protect other people because I'll be like, guys, clear out, there's a turtle.
I feel like, I feel like that'll just be overwhelming for you, though. I literally feel like if that situation were to happen, we would have to reverse because you would get overwhelmed knowing everybody else's futures.
That's fine. I don't mind.
And I would not.
I don't mind. I'll get overwhelmed. I'm curious about everybody else's life.
Damn,
I'm
nosy.
Nosy as fuck.
Ooh. Random ass question. Is there anything that you would want to ask but don't know how to ask anybody? Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Is there anything that you're too scared to ask people? Or me?
You know, but people, most things, I feel like it's rude to be nosy, so though I may be curious, like, I'm not gonna ask.
I'm always so curious. That's something I find, it's like, I think we were literally saying it the other day, it's like, people just, like, come up and, like, hey, so what's going on, like, what's the drama with your family? I'm like, like, how could you ask
me? You just ask me?
Versus, like, I know you have trauma, wow. I know you have drama going on with your family, but I'm like, let me not ask to not, like, cry.
Yeah, like, they'll say...
Do people want me to ask? Do you want to talk about it?
Probably.
Maybe.
That's the thing. I've become more willing to pry. Like, once you open the door, I'm gonna ask probing questions. Like, I'm tired of it because that's what annoys me. Like, I would never ask someone, like, oh, what's going on with your life? Like, oh, you lost your job? Were you fired? Like, I wouldn't even ask a question like that. Like, okay, you're no longer working at your previous company. What's the new company? Like, even if you ask, what's the new company? Like, if you bring it up, like, if not, like, I won't even pry because maybe you feel self-conscious that you haven't found a job or you don't like your new job,
there's literally, like, 1,000 other things that we could talk about before we talk
about
that.
Fluffy stuff, so, before, like, getting into your shit. And if you wanted to bring up, oh, I'm getting a new job, I'll listen, you know?
Yeah.
But people just be like, oh, what's going on with your life? Like, what are you doing? Like, are you in school? Are you this? Are you that? It's like, bitch, get the fuck off my ass. Like, if I wanted to tell you, I would have told you.
Thank you.
But then I feel like it's rude, so I tell them. But then I'm sitting here curious. It's like, oh, what about you? You still at that shit job?
Like, oh, no, it's the same. That's actually something that I hate. I really, and yeah. It's something that I've had to, like, kind of, like, tone down, if that makes sense, where it's, like, I was the type of person where it's, like, hey, you ask me, hey, what's going on in your life, and I'm, like, oh, my God, so much drama, this, and this, and that, and he did this, and she did that, whatever, and it's, like, I'm, like, whatever, and I finish my story,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm, like, hey, so what about you, like, what's going on in your life, oh, nothing much, I'm bored, I'm, like, well, honey, like,
oh, damn, I'm that person,
no, I know, but
there's
it's,
literally,
like,
nothing going on in my life,
no, I know, But that's the thing, like, there's literally nothing going on in my life, but I figure out something to say. You can fucking figure out something to say.
It's because you are an extrovert.
Oh, is it?
Us introverts? No, honey.
I guess not. I don't know.
But
sorry,
I guess it can be a little bit annoying.
No, I mean, just because, the thing is, if it's like a repeat offense type of thing,
mm-hmm.
It's like, if I'm just constantly pouring my heart out, and, like, you're constantly being informed of, like, my family business, or, like, my relationship stuff, or, like, you know, like, shit, like, drama in my life, and, like, I know nothing about you, mm-hmm. I feel some type of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
Talk to me, you read something.
I really like this one.
Let's do
Ready?
It. World peace!
Would you rather go back to age 5 with all the knowledge you have up until now?
Or
stay your same age, but get all the knowledge you will get in the future, now. Be a more knowledgeable you now, or be a this knowledgeable you 5-year-old?
More knowledgeable me now.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Fuck 5-year-old.
Yeah, there's, I mean, the thing is, I actually appreciate, I mean, even though I would have gone through the same things, but the thing is, actually, I feel as though if I went back to being 8 years old, I would do a lot of shit different. Sorry, 5 years old. I would do a lot of shit differently and just cause a lot more problems for myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather just not and just have the knowledge now of that I'm going to have in the next, you said 10 years?
Future.
Oh, just future? Yeah, I would rather have more knowledge now.
Yeah.
Because, again, I feel as though if I went back to being 5 years old, I would start being a troublemaker, and I would just question authority left and right, and I would literally be so troublesome.
I would be
myself.
Way too ahead for where the world was when I was 5.
Yeah. The world wasn't ready for me now, back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would take future knowledge.
Oh, what would I even do? Because I would, like, try to avoid trauma.
As a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
There'd be no way to avoid it.
I'd try to avoid my future trauma. Would I just block it out? Would I just, like, run away from home? Nah.
That's worse. You'd get new traumas.
Maybe. I'd go to the government. I don't know.
But why would you go to the government?
I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to think. Like, I don't have... Yeah, I mean, there's nothing substantial that I would change from my life from when I was 5. I would do future for sure. 100%. I would like to be more knowledgeable.
Out of curiosity.
Tell me.
Would you rather see what is behind every closed door or be able to guess the combination of every safe on the first try?
See behind every closed door or guess safe? Guess safe.
Yeah?
What would you do?
I guess safe, because what am I doing looking through doors? Cool. It doesn't mean I got a key.
I mean, my thing is, like, safes generally have money.
Moolala.
Slash banks have safes.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just do that.
Yeah.
Like, easy. You know, like, just some easy money's there. And, like, more like, the thing is, it said just know what's behind every closed door. Like you said, it's like, I mean, either the door was opened or it wasn't. Yeah. Or the door could have a safe. Like, you know, like a keypad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just open it.
But if it's a safe, it's a safe.
I know. But, like, the thing is, my thing is, like, even if I knew what was behind a closed door...
What good does that,
like,
do?
If I could open it, or I couldn't.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, knowing what's behind there, if it's openable, I would have just opened it to check.
And just... The thing is, yeah, if I could open the door, I could have just opened it to see what was behind the door, versus if I can't open the door, I could know what's behind the door, but I still couldn't open it to access it, so I don't care. I don't know why, like, this mentality makes me want to be a thief. Like, I could just have knowledge. Like, I mean, I could just...
What?
No, I mean, I could, like, see, oh my God, there's a girl tied up behind there. But regardless, again, if I knew that there was a girl tied up behind a locked door, it's like I can't open it. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could call the police, but I'd rather just do the safe and then maybe...
You reminded me of a movie.
What movie?
I actually, we never saw it, but I wanted to. It started that this kid stole this old guy's car, this rich guy's car. Like, the friend was, like, a valet or something, and the rich guy went into the restaurant, and, like, the friend stole the car and drove to the guy's house. I think they were, like, gonna try to rob him. Oh, and there was a girl, like, tied up there, and he didn't set her free.
Because then they would have known. He would have known that somebody, like, broke in.
But she would be alive.
Oh, officially, they left it like that, and she didn't set her free?
In that moment, he didn't set her free.
Damn.
I don't know if for the rest of the movie he goes and tries to, but in that moment, he left her there. That's so fucked up.
It really fucking is. Damn.
You call 911, get this dude arrested. Okay, you broke into a house, but you saved a girl's life.
Yeah, but then, like, their whole... They had this whole system where they were doing the whole car thing.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. That wasn't the first time offense. Like, for that particular movie, they were doing it often. Like, at that restaurant, they were hijacking the people's cars, going to their houses, and...
Stealing.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So their whole entire shenanigan would have been exposed.
Oh. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Just to keep stealing, you didn't save the girl?
Not just to keep stealing, to not get caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, still, I would have fucking taken her, just, like, fucking the consequences, you know what I mean? But, and technically, they'd have no way of knowing, and I feel like he'd want to stay silent about it. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, all parties would be quiet. Because it's like, oh, he broke into my house, but it's like, but you had a girl kidnapped, like, a girl tied up there, mm-hmm. So, like...
Somehow he knows that they did that.
Oh, somehow the person finds out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
That's what happens in the movie, I think.
Oh.
I want to watch it, actually.
Sure.
There's another movie that I want to watch.
There's a lot of movies that I want to watch.
Yeah, let's not go down what movies I want to see. Sorry. Ready? Would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music or be forced to sing along to any song you heard?
Sing along. I do that regardless. Even if I'm not being forced. Right. I will sing along.
I did that a lot at work. They had some bops, and I would hear it was the same six songs every single day. So I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, that would just be me standard.
Would you rather have all your clothes fit perfectly, always,
mm-hmm.
or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence?
I want to hear your answer first.
My insomniac ass wants the comfy blanket pillow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It is so hard to find a good blanket and a good pillow. I don't even like the one I have.
Look, I want new pillows. Is that something we should do?
I bought new pillows a while back.
Oh, I want new ones. Because, actually, what I like, as a pillow, I like a firm... I don't like the super thick ones. They have mm-hmm. to be, like, a medium size. I like them pretty flat. But I like them, like, sturdy.
Mm-hmm. I like them thin fluffy.
I can't find them
anywhere. I have two thin fluffies, and those mm-hmm. are the ones I like, because I thought what I liked was soft, so I got two more soft ones, but I don't like them. They're too fat.
Agreed. I don't like the thick ones.
Yeah, me neither. I need thin
fluffy. I actually don't like fluffy. I like sturdy.
I like to be able to roll it into a burrito.
That pisses me off.
No. If I can roll it into a burrito, it's my pillow.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's how I like my pillows.
Yeah, so my choice would actually not be that one, because I don't have an issue with my sleeping arrangement. I'm fine. I'm chill. I mean, I'm sure a more comfortable one would be nice, but, I mean, I'm not complaining about what I've got right now. I literally struggle all the time with clothes trying to fit me, so I would love it for every...
I mean, me too, but...
Oh, I would literally love if every item that I own just could just, like, fit me perfectly. That would be awesome.
That would be really awesome. That would be really awesome, but I want to sleep.
Oh, I mean, yeah, girl, do it. I mean, regardless, we find clothes. Talk to me.
Okay. Would you rather 5% of the population have telepathy? What is that?
Like, be able to mind communicate.
Speak to others with their minds? Mm-hmm. Is that mind control or just speak to others?
Just speak to others.
Okay. 5% of the population have telepathy or 5% have telekinesis?
Which is moving things with your mind.
Yes. You are not part of this 5%.
No!
No. You won't have it.
I'd rather those fuckers mind communicate. I'd be so jealous if I saw people just moving shit with their mind.
Right.
Mind communicate, bitches, even though I'm still super envious. But no, I would die. How am I not part of the 5%? Right. If I was part of the 5%, we would all have telekinesis.
Oh. What? You bitch.
I know, as fuck. But, like, damn, how am I not going to be part of the 5%?
I don't know, it just makes me think, like, imagine if you, like, lived in, like, the Naruto world and you weren't a ninja. Or imagine if you lived in the My Hero Academia world and you didn't have a quirk. Like,
being imagine if you lived in the Haikyuu world and you didn't play volleyball.
Didn't watch it, didn't play volleyball.
Imagine you were in the Haikyuu world and you were a female. I'm dead. I would have to be reborn as a male.
Oh my god, yeah, imagine.
Regardless, I couldn't even be with who I wanted to be with because they're all with their perfect soulmate.
I would just ship them from afar. But no, you could be one of the female coaches.
If you could have any character from Haikyuu and they'll literally be your boyfriend, they'll literally be your soulmate, who would you have?
They're all taken.
I know. And you would just, you would be a homewrecker.
Who's Yukai? Coach, no, he has the other one.
Who's the other one?
Glasses? He has glasses.
Ah, that's not people a ship.
People ship them. They're cute.
That is not a ship.
They're cute.
Yukai's single, bitch. The coach. No, the thing is, and you would be a homewrecker, but you would be happy, and they would be happy, and the other partner would eventually find someone. Who would you choose?
No.
I have a choice.
I would never rip Kuro from Kenma.
Uh-huh.
I would never rip Bokuto from Akashi. I couldn't take... Actually, I don't even ship Suki and Yamaguchi that much, so I... But I don't want Suki. Ew. Like, I love Suki, but ew, not for me.
I have... I would be a homewrecker, and I know who I would take. And it's the...
Nishinoya could probably be happy with Tanaka, so I think I would take Asai.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I would be, like, a dead-ass homewrecker. Who do you think I would choose?
I have no idea.
Actually. Yeah, the thing is, I'm pretty sure that my answer is... I'm not even expecting it. I'm like, wow, I'm going with that, I guess. Whoa. Tell me. I need you to guess.
Daichi? Suga? Nishi?
Damn.
Did I get it on the second try?
You did! Suga? Suga Mama.
Aw, he's so sweet.
I would marry Suga Mama.
Bro, those three are just the best.
They really fucking
Daichi,
are.
Daichi, Asai,
Suga. I don't know why. Actually, I like Suga Mama more than I like Daichi, to be honest. Like, I mean, yeah, they're like agreed. A pair. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're like a pair, but for some reason, like, again, when you said Asai, I was like, ooh, damn, like, the thing is, and Kuro's my, like,
Kuro's the best. But, like, you cannot take Kuro away from Kenma. You cannot take Bokuto away from Akashi.
You really
like,
can't.
They are just
together. Thing is, I would be a homewrecker and take Suga Mama from Daichi. Anyways, Daichi be going around with them other girls.
From the girl volleyball team.
For real. Honestly. So, the todas maneras, like, Suga Mama is being mistreated, so she's mine.
You show him who's boss.
I'll show Daichi what he's missing.
Suga Mama.
Yeah, Daichi, and it's gonna be, oh my god, Suga, I want you back. It's like, no. Nah, honey.
No.
He is happy with me. I am treating him like the queen he is. Thank you.
Would you rather be an unimportant character in the last movie you saw or an unimportant character in the last book you read? So this is about, what is the last movie I saw? What is the last book I read? Movie.
What is the last movie? When did I see a movie? For real, what is the last movie we saw? If it was a movie, we would have seen it together, right? A movie, because we're not talking about TV series. Well, I totally know what the last movie you saw was, and it's not the same one as me.
Yeah, no, I saw a whole bunch of movies without you.
Yeah, I know, you fucking bitch. What was the last movie I saw?
I don't know. The Road to El Dorado? That long ago?
Stop. Was that literally the last movie I saw?
No, then we saw the little abominable one.
What's the abominable?
With the...
Oh, we did see that little, like, kids cartoon.
I don't think you've seen a movie since then.
Oh my goodness. I am, like, out of the loop with movies.
No, we totally saw that one, the one where she died.
Oh my god, A Promising Young Woman?
I spoiled the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god, was that the last movie that I saw?
I don't know. Was it?
The last book I read was probably Pride and Prejudice, like, to be honest.
And would you...
No, that was not the last book I read. The last book I read was the weird viper one.
Oh, be an unimportant character in that story?
Yeah, I guess. I would take after the bar, since she's gone.
We should have said be an important character, because being an unimportant character, it doesn't matter, then I just don't exist.
Yeah, for real. I can just live a normal life.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on the universe. Like, if the last movie I would have seen was King Arthur, it's like, okay, would you rather, like, live in that universe or, like, live in the El Dorado universe?
Oh, it should have been, like, would you rather live in a horrible universe or in a good one? Would you rather...
What?
No, you haven't seen any of these animes.
Tell me.
Well, more like, would you want to live in the Attack on Titan universe? No. Versus? I wouldn't. Just point blank, would you want to live in that universe?
Like, if I had a choice of yes or no, no.
Okay.
Do you think I want to be just surrounded by giants who could fucking kill me at any moment?
They're called titans.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Like, no, yeah, no. I mean, am I skilled? Maybe? Like, the thing is, no. If
you
were skilled,
would you want to?
No, regardless.
A lot of the skilled ones die.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Would you want to live in the My Hero Academia world?
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind. Do I get a quirk?
Yeah. What quirk would you want?
Not a frog.
She's great!
I don't like the frog.
There's a crow dude, too.
What quirk would I want?
Yeah.
I mean, Todoroki's. Oh, as fuck. Fire and ice.
Fire and ice?
Yeah. Easy. Hands down. I was like, wait, like, what are they? Easy, hands down, fire and ice. Or telekinesis. Telekinesis is... No, but I would rather fire and ice. I could literally do shit with my fire and ice. Mm. Yeah, fire and ice.
I don't know what quirk I would want.
No?
No.
You literally saw the series.
Barely. I feel like I'd want Shiggy's quirk, but I don't really know what it is. I know if he touches someone, he fucks them up. But then that kind of sucks as a quirk because you gotta get close to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would be a villain. I would be a villain. You think I'd be good? Nah. Villain.
Would you really?
Yeah.
What would be your drive?
World peace?
How does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
You'd be a hero. No, if your drive was world peace, you'd be a hero. If your drive was to break the system, then you would
be... The corrupt system and fix the world. Okay. Which is what Toy is
But then
doing.
Your drive is not world peace. Your drive is to fix the system.
Leading to world peace. I'd be a villain. I'd be a villain.
Would I be a villain with you?
We go back to the same thing where you would be the good hero and I would be the villain.
I would hate. Why can't we just be on the same team?
Because if we're on the same team, then one of us is gonna die.
No. Why?
If we're not enemies,
we need to be separate.
We need to be frenemies so that we both survive. Because if we're on the same team, one of us is gonna die. It's just the way it goes.
Why?
This is so that we both stay alive.
Damn. Can.
Yep. Would you want to live in the Naruto world?
Am I a ninja?
Would you go to the ninja school?
Yeah.
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 Is there a specific clan you'd want to be?
Hidden Leaf, bitch.
No. Last name clan is what I mean.
Oh. I'd love to be a Jinchuriki. Uzumaki, sure.
You want to be Uzumaki?
I mean...
Oh,
like, you mean as to, like, have your special shit?
Well, basically, it's like, would you want to be Hyuga or would you want to be... What's the Sharingan one?
Uchiha.
Or Uchiha? Yeah. I wouldn't want to be Uchiha. Hyuga's okay.
I feel like, I mean, if you're gonna choose Hyuga, you choose Uchiha, first of all.
No. Why would you?
I guess not. I feel like the Sharingan is superior to the Byakugan.
It is, but it also has so much negative shit.
Yeah, I guess nobody had to unlock anything with the Byakugan versus Sharingan. You need to do a lot of shit.
Did you see Neji's ass? He was strong as fuck.
He really was, but like, Hinata really just gives the Hyuga a name.
She really
did. She's like, I can do it! 64 trigger!
She was really strong.
She was. She was a boss-ass queen.
Just Sakura was so much stronger.
Let's not get into
Sakura
this because...
Sakura was on such a different level.
I hate people who hate on Sakura, so let's just not get into this. This is a whole separate
by
podcast.
To bring Sakura up, you do not have to bring Hinata down. Hinata is
agreed,
amazing.
Agreed, but why does everyone feel the need to compare? The thing is, I'm not comparing.
Then
Hinata
don't compare.
Hinata's a queen.
Then don't compare.
Sakura's a queen. But if you're going to tell me Hinata's superior to Sakura, it's like, honey.
Where?
Did you... Where? Please point it out to me because I have no fucking idea.
Deadass. Deadass.
Ready?
Ass.
Let's do one last one. One last one?
Okay. Red tea, let's
talk to me. Talk to me.
Wow.
What?
Would you rather be completely insane and know it, or believe that you're sane? I feel like that's like an oxymoron. You can't be insane and know you're insane. Being like, the part where you're insane is the fact that you think
you're normal. That you're,
yeah, you're.
Wait, but what? What is the question? Like, I'm insane. You are insane. Do I know or do I not know?
Do you know that you're insane or do you think you're sane?
I think I would know that other people think I'm insane.
But you think you're sane?
No. I mean, yeah. Of course, if not, I wouldn't make the decisions that I'm making.
If not, you wouldn't be insane.
Yeah.
If you're insane and you know you're insane, then you're not insane.
Exactly.
You're sane by default. Yes. So you'd have to be insane and think you're sane.
But that's, like, normal. That's, like, the standard. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, yeah.
So would you be, like, the would you rather, like, is that, are you abnormal? And do you know that you're insane? It's like, I mean, I would love to know that I'm insane and still just, like, live my life to the fullest.
Don't live it now, girl.
I literally feel like some of my actions make me seem like I'm insane.
Yeah.
No, not insane. Just, like, unhinged. Unstable. Yeah. Do you ever, like, sometimes you're like, why the fuck are you doing that? Is that ever something that runs across your mind? Like, it's like, wow, she's really, like, weird. Or she's really crazy.
You to you?
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
No, it's I like, think I'm used to it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, it's like, it's not even really that weird.
No, yeah, it's the normal stuff.
Ready? But I think that's it for today.
Yes, yes.
That's we it did for a today's lot of would you rather. So, yeah, guys, thanks so much for listening to us today, and we'll see you guys on Friday.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.